Book 1. Apthorpe Gloriosus. Chapter 1.
"Here's how," said Guy.
"Cheers,"
said Apthorpe.
"Look here, you two. You better have those drinks on me," said Major Tickeridge. "Junior officers aren't supposed to drink in the anteroom before lunch."
"Oh, Lord, I am sorry, sir."
"My dear chap, you couldn't possibly know. I ought to have warned you. It's a rule we have for the youngsters. It's all rot applying it to you chaps, of course, there it is. If you want a drink, tell the corporal of servants to send it to the billiards room. No one'll mind that."
"Thanks for telling us, sir," said Apthorpe.
"I expect you work up quite a thirst pounding the square. The CO and I had a look at you this morning. You're coming along."
"Yes, I think we are."
"I heard from my madam today. All's well on the matching front. Pity it's too far for weekend leave. I expect they'll give you a week at the end of the course."
It was early November. Winter had set in early and cold that year. A huge fire blazed in the anteroom. Junior officers, unless invited, did not sit by it, but its warmth reached the humble panelled corners. The officers of the Royal Court of Halberdiers, from the very fact of their being poor men, lived in great comfort. In fashionable regiments, the mess was deserted after working hours by all except the orderly officer. The Halberdiers had made this house their home for 200 years. As Major Tickeridge often said,
"Any damn fool can make himself comfortable."
In their month in the regiment, neither Guy nor Apthorpe had once been out to a meal. They were the eldest of the batch of 20 probationary officers now under instructions in barracks. Another similar group was said to be at the depot. Presently they would be brought together. Some hundreds of National Service recruits were in training on the coast. Eventually, in the spring, they would all be interjoined with the regular battalions and the brigade would form. This was a phrase in constant use. "When the brigade forms." It was the immediate end of all their present activity, awaited like a birth, the start of a new, unknown life. Guy's companions were mostly young clerks from London offices. Two or three had come straight from public schools. One, Frank D'Souza, was just down from Cambridge. They had been chosen, Guy learned, from more than 2,000 applicants. He wondered sometimes what system of selection had produced...